News Update, next.
What if your bank did more than just bank? With HSBC Premier, it's like carrying your own entourage in your wallet. Premier Wealth Management? Check. Premier Health Perks? All clear. Premier Travel Benefits? You're covered. And Premier International Banking? See, we, yo, ya. In fact, everything's Premier when your bank account is. Search HSBC Premier, HSBC UK, opening up a world of opportunity. Apply with £100,000 annual income or £100,000 savings or investments with HSBC UK or Premier status abroad.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 6, Keir Starmer says any peace deal for Ukraine would need the US to guarantee security. The Prime Minister says it would be the only way to deter any future Russian attacks. Speaking after an emergency meeting of European leaders in Paris last night, he warned it was the wrong time to back away from supporting the country.
We need to ramp it up, in my view. What we also need to do is to ensure that if there is an agreement, it is a lasting and enduring and just agreement.
Radio X has heard short jail sentences and a strict recall system is keeping offenders in a cycle of returning to prison.
Do you know how many girls I see coming back on that way? They might be out 2 or 3 days and they're coming back because they haven't had that support when they're coming here. So they're going out again and just being released with nothing again. 2 or 3 days later, maybe a couple of weeks, they're back again.
We've been speaking to Kelly, one of the inmates at Newhall Prison in West Yorkshire. It has a major review out today, says efforts to look tough on crime has seen some jails overwhelmed. 18 people have been injured after a plane flipped on arrival at an airport in Canada. All 80 passengers and crew on board the Delta Airlines flight from Minneapolis to Toronto are accounted for. And the West End play Dear England about Gareth Southgate's time as football manager is going on tour. It will go to 16 venues.
Sport.
Everton fans have had the first chance to see the club's new stadium. 10,000 selected in a ballot were allowed in at Bramley Moor Dock after 4 years in the making. They watched an under-18s friendly against Wigan. Leeds have returned to the top of the Championship. They came from behind to beat promotion rivals Sunderland 2-1 at Elland Road. And tonight, Celtic are in action in the Champions League. They go into the second leg of their playoff against Bayern Munich 2-1 down.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right part at the right price with eBay Assured Fit.
Dry with sunny spells in England and Wales. Rain will clear from Scotland and Northern Ireland too. Highs of 10 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Lindsay Smith-Hume.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Get into the music.
Radio X.
How's it going this morning? Hello, it's Adam Brown with you on the early breakfast show for Tuesday. Just gone 6 a.m. in just under half an hour's time. The Chris Moyle Show is back, of course. Before it, though, I've got some tunes to get on for you, including the title track of the brand new Mumford & Sons album. We'll do that for you in a second. After No Doubt and First, to play this from The Killers. This is Somebody Told Me. It's Radio X.
Don't think you might miss.
Radio. X.
Take this pink ribbon off my eyes. I'm exposed and it's no big surprise. Don't you think I know exactly where I stand? This world is forcing me to hold your hand. Cause I'm just a girl, a little lonely. Well, don't let me out of your sight. Oh, I'm just a girl, already at the tree. So don't let me have any rights. Oh, I'm ready to clear. The moment that I step outside,
just a girl from No Doubt. Adam with you on Tuesday morning, just coming up to 6:10. And another big draw happening again today. Now, thanks to our friends at Euro Millions, I can tell you that tonight's estimated jackpot is a life-changing £14 million. And last Friday's draw was another UK winner. So imagine that. Imagine if you won a life-changing amount of money. What would you do with it? I don't know. I've just been toying with the idea that, you know, if that was me, I'd go on some sort of, like, you know, world tour of all the best festivals. Not just UK either. Like, I'd be going all around the world. Almost like, you know, doing like a traveling the world, but at the same time experiencing some of the best festivals in all the land. That's what I'd do. That's just my thing. But you might have a different plan. So yeah, tonight's estimated jackpot, a life-changing £14 million. Right, I've got this to play for you now. Mumford & Sons, this is the title track of the brand new album. This is called Rush Me, Radio X.
Don't you miss the breathlessness, the wildness in the eye. Come home late in the morning light. Bloodshot dream. Under streetlight spells, a truth no one can tell. And I was still a secret to myself. Light me up, I'm wasted in the dark. Rush me, a restless heart. To the end, get my head out of the ground.
to yourself. There's madness and magic in the rain. There's beauty in the pain. Don't lie to yourself. Harsh. There's something we might miss.
And Lonely Boy on Radio X. Right before Chris and the team are back for the Chris Moyle Show this morning, I want to play you the title track of the brand new Sam Fender album. We are on the countdown towards it now. Released this Friday. Let's get it on for you next.
Radio X. It's important to show some love to those who are part of your journey. The ones who've taken you places you never thought you'd go. So, show a little love to your vehicle with eBay. Get 15% off car parts and accessories using the code PART15. Find the right part at the right price with eBay. Selected sellers only. Ends February 19th. Minimum spend £9.99. Maximum discount £75. T's and C's apply.
You could be one of the millions of UK drivers who may be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, you may have been unfairly charged hidden commission payments. My Claim Group can help you check, even if you can't remember your car or lender details. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
Hey, Harry.
Hello, mate.
Got any tips?
Sometimes, pal, your best bet is not to bet at all. And BetVictor's app makes it really easy, simple and safe to do so. They've got lots of helpful features to help you manage your time and your spend online. But it also really helps that I can't find my blooming phone half the time.
Yeah, that does really help.
I don't even know where it is now. I can hear it, but I can't see it. Sandra?
Listen to Harry, and please, gamble responsibly. 18+, gambleaware.org.
Don't go. No one knows instruments like you do.
A sales assistant at Jen's music store is moving up north, so she needs to find a replacement. A musical whiz who hits all the right notes.
I bet you're going to miss this peace and quiet.
Indeed can help her find great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you post a sponsored job, you get a list of candidates whose CVs on Indeed match your description. To start hiring, visit indeed.com/try today.
It's a busy day in Admouth. The Admiral bumps into Jo Jenkins in the supermarket.
Is everything okay?
Well, got up at 6 a.m, showered, fed the cat, fed the dog, fed the kids, did the school run, the vet win, and went on a run. Drive to work, charged my car and charged to lunch. Searched for new cars, used cars, and tried to sell the old car. Popped over to the flat and had tea with the tenant, sorted out the leak and picked up leaks for dinner. And now I need to find insurance.
And breathe.
Oh.
Take it easy and insure everything in one place. With Admiral Multicover and more. Admiral Insurance. Always looking out for you.
You're curious, inquisitive. You've heard about People's Postcode Lottery and you want to join. Just sign up using your postcode and you'll be automatically entered into all draws. And with a share of £15.6 million to be won in our March draws, your postcode could be next. For the chance to win, sign up before midnight on the 28th of February. Is your door in the draw? People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18+, conditions apply. Play responsibly, not available in Northern Ireland.
Hello, business owner. When you set up your business, your dream wasn't to do accounting admin. That's nobody's dream. Get Monzo Business and let us automate it for you. Integrate everything with Xero, Free Agent and QuickBooks and share your balance and transactions to Google Sheets from our app. That's kind of dreamy. 500,000 businesses bank with us. When will you? Get Monzo Business. Only sole traders or limited company directors in the UK can apply. Integrated accounting is available with Monzo Business Pro for £9 a month. T's and C's apply.
Check the latest travel info for London
at radiox.co.uk.
And the winner of Wattcar's Best Plug-in Hybrid of the Year is the MG HS Plug-in Hybrid. With up to 75 miles of electric range and starting from just £31,495, it's an award-winning blend of style, efficiency and innovation. Plus, take a test drive and get £1,000 off when you purchase. The MG HS Plug-in Hybrid, leading the way in award-winning innovation. Book your test drive today at mg.co.uk. WLTP mileage may vary. T's and C's apply.
Get into the music.
Radio X.
Pounding at the pavement till there's nothing at all. I got my cloak and dagger in a barroom brawl. See, the local loves a fighter, loves a winner to fall.
Fall. Is the girl still alive?
X.
Adam Brown.
Watch on the way back home. Envious of the glimmer of hope. Gives me a break and feel alone. Gives me a moment out of the evil. Used to feel so invincible. I used to feel it was a world worth dreaming of. Back in the gasworks, screaming the song. Just the beauty of youth would quell my aching heart. I feel so done. Remember.
People watching, this is Radio X. Tuesday morning's early breakfast show. Of course, on Friday, we finally get our hands on the brand new album from Mr. Sam Fender. Can't wait for it. Bring it on. Right, I'll see you tomorrow morning from 4. Stick around for the Chris Moyle Show. If you want to watch the first 25 minutes of the show live, by the way, you can do that on Global Player, the official Radio X app. Chris and the team on after this. Travis, why does it always rain on me?
I'm
are shining. I can't afford the library. I can't stand myself. I'm being held up by invisible men. Still life on a shelf when I got my mind. It's something else. Some days, oh,
Moyle Show
with Skoda. Grab life by the car keys.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 6:30 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Tuesday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square across the United Kingdom.
This is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't want Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
North Wales ball in the middle, heads up from Byram. Cleared out as far as Ramazani. Puts it towards the far post. It comes all the way kindly to Rothwell to come into the penalty area. To curl his shot in. Oh, he's done it! Oh, he's done it! Oh, yes! Rothwell's ball in. Strouk on the line. And now, what scenes do we have here at Elland Road? In the final seconds, Leeds United have snatched a massive 3 points. Oh yes, Leeds United 2, Sunderland 1.
Good morning, everybody.
Very nice.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Wow.
What?
Quite the night you've had.
What?
Incredible.
Never in doubt, you said to me.
Never in doubt. 95th minute winner, never in doubt.
Just let me do this one more time.
Every day,
95th.
We're all gonna say we love you, Leeds. Leeds. Leeds.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Cheers.
Is it me? Is it true that extra time is longer than it used to be?
Depends.
Yes, it is.
Oh, yes.
It is, because right. there's like VA, lots of VAR checks and right. that sort of stuff now. So, yeah,
that's
it
what?
Tends to be. You know, oh, no, we don't have the championship.
Not in our league, son.
That's true.
Not in our league.
Yeah, Premier League.
We don't need that cheating video stuff.
Exactly.
You know, where sometimes it goes your way, sometimes it doesn't go your way. There seems to be no rhyme or reason to the decisions.
When it
we
goes
don't
your
need
way.
That.
It's brilliant when it goes your way, VAR. It's excellent.
We go the old-fashioned way. That's right. Oh, my God.
Top of the league again.
What scenes. Oh, my God, what a game. So, long story short, I had to go watch the game in the man cave. And
right.
I haven't used the telly in the skybox in the man cave for ages.
Right.
And it kept dropping out signal.
Ah. Not good.
So I kept having to then watch it on the app, but then that's delayed by about 50 seconds.
Mm.
And it was fine for a while, then it started getting really bad. And as we took that corner, as Pascal jumped up to head it, my skybox went off.
No.
And I'm like, ah! Is it in? Is it in?
Oh, that's horrible.
What? And I grab my phone and I go onto the app and I'm like, oh, Leeds got a corner. I'm like, no, I know we got a corner. This is now delayed. And I had to wait about another 45 seconds, 50 seconds. Rubbish. Yeah!
Had anyone text you in the meantime?
Just at that point.
Right.
I get text and it all went off.
Yeah.
Oh, unbelievable, Jeff.
Incredible scenes.
So, Leeds United versus Sunderland. Leeds United were top, and then Sheffield United played at the weekend, and they went above us. All we needed was a draw to go back top of the league.
Mm-hmm.
So, we were second, Sunderland are fourth. Both good teams, both playing well. Both some good players. Sunderland scored first. Cracking goal, to be fair.
Was it?
Tore through defence like a hot knife through butter.
Oh, all right there, Bryn.
Get out of the way. Get out of the way, you Leeds United player.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you crack on.
Boom, scored. I'm like, oh, come on. Second half, we came out fighting. And we're certainly dominating the second half. We just can't get that equaliser.
Hmm.
And then the manager makes a couple of subs. Brings on like a midfielder and a centre-back. And what are you doing? Get some strikers up! Get some power up front! Gotta be careful, I don't swear.
Yeah, be careful. It's good.
Joe Rothwell, Pascal strike. Oh, guess what? Oh my God. Joe Rothwell gets the assist. Pascal gets the goal. We get the equaliser.
Manager's a genius.
I told you, he's a great manager, makes the best decisions. And then, in the last minute of the game, Joe Rothwell sets it up. Pascal scores again. The two subs.
Amazing.
Set them both up and scored them both.
Well, he's a genius, Daniel Farker, isn't he?
First time he's beaten Sunderland, apparently.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, yeah. Now, did I say yesterday during the show that Jill Scott messaged me?
Yeah.
She did.
Yeah.
You know, Jill Scott.
With a score prediction, I believe.
Yeah, didn't I say yesterday, what does she know about football?
Let's just go
back to her message, shall we?
Yeah.
Little Jilly Scott. She said, always listening to you guys with a little love heart.
Oh.
And it said, Sunderland 2-0 tonight. And I said, ha-ha, not a chance. We're going to win this league. Fourth place for you guys, sorry. And she went, let's see.
Mm-mm.
Anyway, I sent her a little gif of our goalkeeper.
Yes.
Yeah, not heard back from her.
Right. She's
in fact, she's not even read it.
Has she not?
No.
Oh, okay.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to message her on the half hour, every half hour.
It's better to have not read it, not replied, than to read it and not reply.
Yes, I think so.
Oh, my God. Chris, I'm praying to God Leeds don't win the league, because last time they did that, Liverpool won the league.
Yeah.
I'm an Arsenal fan and wish nothing but losses for the pool.
Thank you so much. Thank you. It's a democracy and you're allowed to say what you want.
Kenny said, not even a Leeds fan, and I leapt up from the sofa when that winner went in. Morning, Chris. Could not care less about football and Leeds. Bring back beers chat, said Tom. It's still here.
Louder. It's louder than
there
ever.
It is. That's me rubbing my beard against the microphone, by the way. I heard a bit of our show back the other day and I actually didn't reference it.
Oh, right. Just some weird...
I assume that people work out what that noise is.
Right.
But I go, I've still got the beard. That's me rubbing it against the mic.
Do you know what? It's starting to make my teeth go on edge that noise.
Is it?
Now. Yeah.
Well, I can do it gently.
Oh, that's okay.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah.
If you want, I can whisper to you like those weird videos on social media.
ASMR.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
I hate those.
It's horrible, isn't it?
People are weird.
Oh, it's the old tapping.
No, that is nothing for me.
There'll be people listening who love that now.
Where as a card carrying member of that club, where you know, like, you know, sexy times.
Oh no, it's, I don't think it is a sexy.
But is that
thing.
Like? Does that do anything for you? People rattling their fingernails on. Stuff?
No, not really. But the girls listen to like ASMR stuff.
It's not sexy chat, obviously.
To fall asleep to type thing.
What is it? Shut up, God. It's like, stop thinking about stuff. You got a big day tomorrow.
It's like voices
to sleep.
Left to right and all that sort of stuff, isn't it? I think. isn't it?
Yeah.
But Pip's right, there's a lot of nail stuff.
Yeah,
I don't get it.
There's lots of nail stuff.
Lots of tapping. Lots of tapping.
Lots of tapping.
Someone said they could hear the cornflakes in my beard. Rude.
Hey, now.
Rude.
It's Frosties.
I love Frosties. I told you, my favourite was Ricicles.
Got rid of them.
Yeah, they went...
Did they?
Too much sugar?
Yeah, but here's the thing.
Possibly.
You've got cornflakes, you've got sugar-coated cornflakes, Frosties.
Yeah.
You got Rice Krispies, and Ricicles are the Frosties...
Exactly.
So Rice Krispies.
Yeah.
But you still got Frosties. Why Rice Krispies come?
Yeah.
Love Rice Krispies.
Are Frosties still a thing?
Are they? Still good?
Frosties?
Yeah, still going strong.
Yeah. They're great.
Crunchy nut cornflakes.
100%. Oh, no.
Beautiful.
No, too sweet, man. It's like having cake for breakfast.
The first few mouthfuls, beautiful. Yeah. The rest, whatevs.
There you go, Captain. 6:39.
Sugar Puffs.
See, now, are Sugar Puffs gone, or have they changed the
name?
Honey
Puffs now.
Honey Puffs, so they take the word sugar out.
They got rid of the sugar, yeah.
Funny, innit? How the world changes. I've. Do you know what? I like an all bran.
Tell a lie, bran flakes.
Yeah, all brands.
Right. No, bran flakes, I like.
No.
Bran flakes.
Do you know, James, bran flakes are tastier than you think they are.
Yeah, they're lovely.
If you give them a chance.
Are they?
Yeah.
But if I'm going down the local radio route of what is my favourite cereal...
Yeah, come on.
Let's embrace it. I was about to say good morning to someone who listens to our show. A DJ. You could do this on your show today. I'd always go Special K.
Would you?
Yeah.
That'd be your number one choice.
Love Special K.
No.
They've got a bit of sweetness to them.
Yeah, they do. You're absolutely right, they do.
Not too much.
Where do you stand on fruit and fibre?
No, never had it.
Never had it?
Oh, fruit and fibre's lovely.
I don't like
fruit.
I don't like fruit.
Hard banana.
I don't like fibre.
Ah,
right.
So, not for me.
That's not for
you. You may as well call that gravel and vomit.
Yeah. And it's got flakes of coconut in it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Then there you go.
Triple threat of
crapness. No
that's
thanks.
You ruled out.
Weetabix, boring. Don't even know what Crave is.
Crave's got little chocolatey bits in the middle.
Nah, I'm all right.
Oh, lovely.
Cocoa Pops?
I don't eat
You can't say that. Your best mate, pretty much, is Cocoa Pops monkey.
I told you my problem with Cocoa Pops, A, the taste, B, the idea, C, everything, but also D, that they try to turn it into a selling point that they're so chocolatey, they even turn the milk brown.
Yeah.
And they went with that.
Brown milk isn't the most appetising.
No, I mean, that's what they have in Whitehaven.
They
have everything.
The Harbour's Brown.
You know the White Company? They've got the Brown Company. That's what they should call it in Whitehaven.
It's an odyssey.
Not that
brown.
Whitehaven would ever get a White Company. Come on.
Hey.
Please.
No, it won't.
Please.
Wasn't it a few weeks ago that you said they had a new crack squad come in to...
The task force is fixing the harbour.
Oh, yeah. How long has it been now? 2 years?
Three.
I was going to say it.
Is it really? It's
been 1,000 days.
Oh, 1,000 days of brown.
That is disgraceful.
Dear me. What are the crack squad actually doing?
Nothing.
Just cracking it together. Are they? Getting their heads together going, what's wrong with this harbour? Why is it brown?
There's the
problem. We're fixing it.
I'm more fascinated by this than I should be.
I just Googled Brownhaven accidentally.
Oh, come on.
Easily done.
And does Whitehaven just come up automatically?
Straight away, look.
Oh, by the way, we're live on Global Player if you want to watch us. Good morning if you're watching. You can see the beard still going. I'm getting my hair done this week. So hopefully this, whatever colour this is on my head, that'll be platinum blonde again.
Yeah.
Bleached within an inch of its life. And the beard's going to go at some point this week. The beard and the pubcast, they're both on the way out.
Oh, yeah. It's a big weekend, isn't it?
It's your last chance. Last chance to enjoy the beard and get the pubcast. I was talking to Jamie yesterday and we're in the gym and he goes, the pubcast is such a great idea. He goes, it's brilliant.
Oh.
And I said, thanks, mate. And he goes, it's just such a great idea. You go to the pub, you get drunk, you do a podcast, and then you make loads of money for charity. It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Charity's the winner.
It was yours.
Huh?
It was your idea.
I know. Wish I kept the idea on that.
10% off the top or something.
And then Blossoms nicked the idea of the podcast. I guess they don't do those anymore. I'm guessing.
Don't know.
You know, where they send them in the pub.
Didn't they call theirs a pubcast?
Yeah.
It was the same, wasn't it?
I'm sure somebody must have called their podcast a pubcast before us.
Probably.
It's very difficult to come up with. Whatever name you can think of for a podcast,
yeah,
search it. It probably exists. Mm.
Blossoms, was, well, they did one in December.
Right.
Mm. Right.
Oh, there you go. Pretty recent, oh, isn't it?
Well, they're busy rock climbing, aren't they, and whatnot.
Yeah indoor rock climbing. Yeah.
Oh, my days. Oh, last night. Oh, I didn't think I was going to get any sleep. I was so excited.
Mm, I bet you're buzzing.
So are you clear at the top now? Is that what they say?
Yeah, a couple of points clear. We have double the goal difference of the team in second place.
Ooh.
Double. Yeah, literally.
Double.
Amazing.
The goal difference. Double the goal difference, Dub.
You're scoring goals for fun.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, we are.
Yeah, for fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, double the goal difference, got you.
Yeah.
Yeah, two points.
2 points clear, got it.
2 points clear and double the goal difference. And then we play Sheffield on Monday night, I think it is.
You got United, yeah, Sheffield United Monday night.
Big away game. Away at Sheffield United.
You've got a week off now. That's nice, isn't it?
Oh, look at that. Played 33. We've won 21 games, got 72 points. We have scored 68 goals and a goal difference of 48. It is, I said this the other day, it's a really exciting league. It's a frustrating league, but it's an exciting league.
It's the toughest league to get out of, I think.
So, Legion, listen to this for this league, right? Forget your Premier League, as I'll be saying probably in about a year's time.
Well.
33 games, we've won 21 of them. We've only lost 3 games, and we've scored a lot of goals.
Mm.
We scored 68 goals, but only conceded 20, which means our goal difference is plus 48, right? You be quiet, you. Now, look at the team in second place. They've been deducted 2 points. Otherwise, they'd be on the same points as Leeds. Right. So they're on 70 points, right? They've only lost 5 games. They've won 22 games, but they've only drawn 6. Burnley are in third place. Oh, so close. But how many goals have they conceded this season? 9.
Is it still 9?
9 goals in 33 games.
That's very...
9 goals...
Very impressive.
...in 33 games. Now, they haven't scored loads, but they're on the upper bit. So 39 goals they've scored. Sunderland, who went ahead of us last night, but then we nicked it back... They scored 50 goals this season. And they're on fire.
It is a great league.
So there's 4 teams there, all different points, different stats, but it's just stats central all over the place.
Yeah.
Oh, boring, because I start talking about football. As Pippa says...
First few mouthfuls, beautiful.
Thank you.
Crunchy nut cornflakes, everyone.
That's it, that's the one.
Yeah.
That's the fella.
Just to be...
How are Carlisle United doing, James?
Not very well.
Don't look.
Not very well. Did you win your last game, though?
No. What's
no.
your definition of win?
That's well, true. They didn't win.
You scored more goals than the opposition.
They didn't lose either.
We didn't. We drew.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
Actually,
I don't know if that's true. No, that's not true. It is true.
You drew your last one.
Who were you playing?
We were playing the Northern team, and it was a bit further south, actually. Yeah.
Begins with the same letter, though, doesn't it? It's Carlisle United.
Yes. Coventry.
No.
Colchester.
No. Yes.
Colchester.
Colchester United.
I've been there.
Goalless draw, sadly.
That's a nil-nil, that one.
That's a nil-nil.
Goalless draw's boring game.
Boring as hell. Absolutely.
No offence, James.
Yeah.
No, none taken. Carlisle should have won it, really.
Really?
Yeah. It's a shame.
You're not a mascot necessarily for the club, are you? But, I mean, you're an avid fan.
But would you like to be?
Would I like to be? No.
I'd like to be a mascot.
Genius.
Should I be a mascot?
No, I don't want to be.
We could probably sort that out.
You could hold the hand of the captain as they walk out on the pitch.
No, I don't want that.
Olga the Fox.
Is that what it is?
Mm. Oh, I see. I know. I was thinking one of the boys. Who
I'm not going to.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Actually, holding the hand of the captain.
Yeah,
I am not going to go out because I'll probably be older than most of the players.
Who's the Pippa? Can you find out who the tallest Carlisle United player is from the starting 11?
Good stuff.
Like, if they had a 6'5" goalkeeper, that'd be brilliant. He could hold your hand, walk you on like a little lad.
It's probably you're below me at school.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be brilliant, wouldn't it? Should we sort that out?
No, I'm
do you want to do that?
Walk out what? To the halfway line. Oh,
Dominic, if Liverpool Football Club said, would you like to be a mascot?
Yeah, I would hold Virgil van Dijk's hand.
Absolutely,
100%.
Right? Go on, Pip.
I wouldn't let it go either.
2022, Carlisle signed a 6'9" giant keeper called Thomas Holy.
This Hello. Is perfect.
Hello.
He's I love this.
15 years older than him. I'm not going to walk out holding his
hand. Hold his hand.
He's 2 inches taller than Peter Crouch.
Wow, 6'9".
The stars have aligned for us.
Oh, let's write into the club.
Oh, that is lovely.
What was his name?
Jack Ellis. No, Thomas Holy. That's a lot.
T-O-M-A-S.
Thomas Holy.
Still there or not?
Thomas Holy, goalkeeper.
He joined in June 2022.
Right.
Still there? Must be.
James, what year were you born?
87.
Okay, he was born in 91.
Please hold. Oh, he's 33, okay.
Come on, son, are you ready?
Please hold his hand.
I'm not.
6'9". He must be the best keeper in the world.
Hey, speaking of James, by the way, I was watching TikTok this morning. I kind of dive in and out. Everyone's done Blue Moon. Mm. Anyway, listen. Cheap Holiday Expert video pops up on my feed.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
And it's Chelsea. It's a they've done it AI. Because it looks like she's uncuffed and out of the
floor. Oh, I see.
We don't do any AI.
So I think he forces her to do this on a green screen.
That's it. I would think so.
She's out and about.
Anyway,
what was the video?
They're getting on a train and they're going, I don't know, somewhere, London, I guess.
Right.
Somewhere. But they have to get off the train, wait for an hour, and get on another train.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's cheaper.
Right, okay.
And James has got a face on him that just says, I know this is a job and all, but this is a pain in the arse.
I'd have paid the extra 15 quid just to stay on the train.
And she's like this, look at his face, look at his face. And he's like, he's got to wait an hour, stupid.
Yeah.
Got to wait an hour.
Wasn't happy.
So she goes, all right, we'll go for a coffee and that'll be fine. Yeah, have a coffee. And he looks all grumpy in his chair.
I was.
Right. Anyway, the train turns up and Chelsea's all happy with herself because she knows what the little hack is that she's done.
Right.
So they're going first class on the second leg of this.
Ooh, James.
Thank you.
Anyway, so I'm watching the video, right? There's no bad language in it, is there?
No.
So she's happy.
Stop it now. That was me.
Here comes the train and he realises first class. Train, she goes, yappy now. Yes. And he says, yes, this is very me.
Yeah.
This is very me.
Now, can we have a chat about this?
What?
Can we have a chat about your this is very me first class lifestyle that you lead secretly behind our backs?
It's not a secret. I got
you're sat there.
It was actually
he goes
cheaper.
Like this. He goes like this.
This is a bit of me.
It's this very me. This
yeah.
Is. I'm like, what are you on about? First of all, Chelsea is the cheap holiday expert.
Yeah, but Chelsea can get cheap luxury and she can also go to a hostel. I don't like going to the hostels.
Right.
I like going and finding cheap 5-star hotels. That's where I live.
This is what James brings to it.
This is very me.
Yeah.
First class.
Very me.
She's just got back from
a. What are you talking about?
She's just got back from a ski trip and she stayed in a hostel. She's like, James, you want to come on that? I was like, no, I'm all right, actually. I'll stay here.
Is this the one where she said you can book a ski trip for 200 quid?
Yeah.
With everything?
Everything.
That's yeah, and if you follow her hacks, they pay you 50 quid back.
Right. Yeah.
I think it was like 13 quid a night in a hostel. I was like, I'll pay 50 and go in a hotel.
Exactly.
She's like, I'll go with my brother.
This is very me.
Yeah, it is.
First class, James. Yeah.
It's a bit of me.
Here I am. Live. I'm first class, James. Yeah. When's the last time you went on a flight? Where did you fly?
I went to Barcelona.
Did you fly first class, though, did you?
I flew business class.
This is very me.
Terry upgraded me. Thank you, Terry.
Oh, yeah, but that's true. You didn't pay for it.
I didn't pay for it.
Morning, Terry.
Did you fly back business class?
No, I got the train.
Oh, God, you did for how long?
13 hours. Oh. First class, though.
What?
It was first class.
For 13 hours, it better be.
Gee, 13-hour train.
Well, it was like a 5-hour train, then a gap, and then a...
You had to change your crew.
I had to change.
Because it was cheaper.
Everyone changes the crew. So that's about where you're going. So it was crew.
Yeah.
This is, I like a bit of first.
This is very me.
Yeah.
Not paying full whack for it because it's expensive.
It's very expensive.
Hey, dumb.
There you are.
Dumb, this is very me. This is
it's a bit of James there.
I've got some shortbread and a gin tonic.
I like a bit of first class.
And some onion barges in first class.
Oh, I like it. I do like a bit of first class.
And it was cheaper than going...
Excuse me, how much are your biscuit? Free, you say? Oh, it's very me, this.
I can change that.
It's very me, this.
They're serving onion barges on a train.
Yeah.
Does it not stink the carriage out?
No.
They're quite smelly.
For me, it was fine.
Well, for you, it would be fine.
It's like when the cinema started doing nachos. You're like, whose idea was this?
Ridiculous idea.
Might as well get around with a bowl of crunchy nut cornflakes.
Yeah. It's crazy.
apples for everyone.
Mm.
Is that the video?
Yeah, we've got you on the screen.
Yeah. You can't really hear him say, this is for me. Here comes a video, look.
Us. Yeah.
Happy James. Look at him, look.
Off it goes.
Leave Chelsea there.
This is very me. He whispers, this is very, very me.
You get cheese.
Yeah.
A bit of chutney, shortbread, tea, and then...
How many teas do you get?
Well, I only had one because it was only from crew or whatever that was to Carlisle.
I get a bit of. What would be the Leeds one? LNER?
LNER.
It's got an R in it.
Yeah.
For railways.
LNER.
Yes.
Their tea. Good Lord, that wakes you up.
Really?
Oh, blimey.
Packs a punch.
That's like tea! God knows what their coffee's like.
Wow.
Chelsea did miss a trick here because a lot of the comments said that. We went across to, I think it was Cruise Starbucks to have a coffee. But because she got first class for the second
you could have gone in the lounge.
We could have gone in Cruise Lounge.
Could have gone in the lounge and had a cookie.
Silly woman didn't get it.
Silly woman.
So, cheap holiday. Not so expert, is she? No, that's a very good point.
She did.
But then, she'd have ruined the surprise.
Yeah, actually,
silly woman.
Can we send Chelsea that clip, please, James?
No, don't. She did very good.
I took a screen grab the other day or something, and I was like, I'm like, why have I taken a picture of this? And then I remembered.
She's a silly woman, isn't she?
She's a silly woman.
Yeah.
She was on This Morning yesterday.
Was she?
Was she?
Yeah.
She
did a £100 holiday challenge.
Do you want to make some videos with me, some TikTok videos with me?
Yeah.
Okay, I haven't told you the idea yet.
Okay, let me think about it.
I need to hurt someone.
No.
Oh, do you?
I actually don't know that.
Well, okay.
They'll do very well.
Because you did say yes.
No, come on a holiday with us.
No, yeah. I want to do a video. I'm sick of seeing these videos that are like, come with me, they voice it, come with me and find this secret bar in London or whatever.
Oh, I love those.
And you're like, well, it's not secret, is it?
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's not.
It's a business. It's open to anybody.
Yeah.
Come with me. So I want to do stuff like that, but I want to go like, come with me and find these secret shops. This is called Westfield. And inside here are hundreds of shops. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's a nice idea.
Come with me to this place called Burger King, where if you ask for a Whopper, they give you this massive burger, and then they ask you if you want fries. It's amazing. Subscribe and follow for more hacks.
First few mouthfuls, beautiful.
Yeah, we're all right, Pepper. Right, thank you for watching the first 25 minutes or so. The show's going to continue with Dominic Byrne after this.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the Skoda Kodiaq. Now available as a plug-in hybrid.
Radio X.
You're curious, inquisitive. You've heard about People's Postcode Lottery and you want to join. Just sign up using your postcode and you'll be automatically entered into all draws. And with a share of £15.6 million to be won in our March draws, your postcode could be next. For the chance to win, sign up before midnight on the 28th of February. Is your door in the draw? People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus, conditions apply. Play responsibly, not available in Northern Ireland.
Could all passengers for Auckland please make their way to Gate A17?
Come on, that's us.
At Nutmeg, we don't know where your once-in-a-lifetime trip will take you. But we do know how to invest for it. So wherever you dream of going, choose from a range of investment styles to suit you and your goals. Nutmeg, a JP Morgan company. Just search Nutmeg ISA to learn more. Capital at risk.
This Tuesday, Amazon brings you the unmissable UEFA Champions League match.
It's Bayern versus Celtic.
Magnificent. A wonderful goal.
This Tuesday, Bayern versus Celtic. It's on Prime.
Getting that brand new car you've been saving up for? It's a leap that can have you going from...
Oh, how amazing is this?
To...
Who are these clowns on the road?
Don't worry. Churchill is here to help keep you chilled. Oh, yes. Our uninsured driver promise means that if you're involved in an accident with an uninsured driver that isn't your fault, your no-claim discount won't be affected. Enjoy the leap into your new wheels with Churchill. With comprehensive cover, registration number, make and model of the other car is required to make a claim.
Hi, welcome to Boots. How can we help?
Is it normal that it stings when I
have been coughing for a
solid 8 hours sleep? And why can't I maintain my
ear infection and my
a splitting headache? Is my blood pressure
swollen or is it just bruised?
Keep an eye on your health. Whatever your question, we've got you covered. Just walk in, get treated, walk out. That feels better. Boots. With you for life.
We're cracking out the Cuthbert cake here at Aldi.
You can't match this.
To celebrate 4 years as Which Cheapest Supermarket.
You can't match this.
So if you want a slice of everyday amazing value, there's only one supermarket where every price is an Aldi price. Visit aldi.co.uk/awards for more.
Calling all black cab drivers. Let's talk about those quieter times when your meter is taking a little nap. Why not consider Uber? We can give your meter a wake-up call. Join over 500 black cab drivers already on Uber. Black cabs on Uber are priced by your meter, and the service fee will be no more than 5% for the whole year. Plus, you'll receive £400 when you sign up and take 5 trips. Turn downtime into prime time. Go to uber.com/blackcabs to start earning today. 5% service fee ends end of 2025. Terms and conditions apply.
Radio X. News update. Next.
What if your bank did more than just bank? With HSBC Premier, it's like carrying your own entourage in your wallet. Premier Wealth Management? Check. Premier Health Perks? All clear. Premier Travel Benefits? You're covered. And Premier International Banking? See, we, yo, ya. In fact, everything's Premier when your bank account is. Search HSBC Premier. HSBC UK. Opening up a world of opportunity. Apply with £100,000 annual income or £100,000 savings or investments with HSBC UK or Premier status abroad.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Morning, everyone. Thanks for listening to the Chris Moyle Show on Tuesday, February the 18th. Good Lord. It's like we're halfway through February already.
I know. February.
Say it's my birth month. I can't actually say February.
February.
Like you can't say that. Actually, pasta dish.
Yeah, I can.
Yeah.
Calendarly.
That's it. You're absolutely right.
Rest my case.
Dominic Burns got your new spot on weather at 7:07.
From Global's newsroom, talks are just getting underway between the US and Russia in Saudi Arabia over the conflict in Ukraine. Neither the UK, EU, nor Ukraine are involved in that meeting. Ukraine's leader says he won't accept any agreement without his country's involvement. Speaking after separate talks in Paris, the German Chancellor, Olaf Scholz, says the US-Russia discussions are premature.